watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this hump day Wednesday, February 5th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers. Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a couple of text messages during the break requesting GOP event. I haven't gotten the link yet to the video. I've sent a message to Oscar Barden, the chair, waiting for her to respond. But I did send the photograph. And I got a comment that the thing that's hurting Jim Runstedt the most is that he would be part-time as a chairman. And some see this as kind of double-dipping, quote, end quote. Not true. First of all, Jim Runstedt is term-limited out. Second, the Democrats have control of the Senate. He is in the minority. 20 Democrat senators to 18 Republicans. None of his amendments for the last 2 years since they've taken control of the Senate, first time they have in 40 years. While Michonne Maddock was co-chair with Ron Weiser of the 2022 election, they lost the majority in the House and they lost the state Senate. We've had control of that state Senate, folks, for 40 years, 1982. And under Michonne Maddock and Ron Weiser's leadership, we lost it. We lost the Supreme Court. We lost the University of Michigan. We lost Michigan State. That's their resume leading this party in 2022. Now, Michonne's answer is, well, I wasn't the chair. I was only the vice chair, the co-chair under Ron Weiser. He called all the shots. I'm not buying it. I talked to Michonne back in the day when Ron Weiser called her and asked her to be his vice chair, co-chair. He promised her that she would have a lot of influence over where they spent the money, in how they would run the party. Now she's running for chair, claiming she didn't have any say whatsoever. Everything was Ron Weiser's way or the highway. I'm not buying it. Number two, get this out. State Senator Jim Runstedt said his measly salary as a state senator, $71,285, he's going to donate it to the party. He's not going to double dip. His salary, every single month, when he gets a check from Lansing, he will turn around and make a donation to the Michigan GOP. He's only going to be paid as chairman, number one. Number two, he doesn't even have to go to Lansing. If he gets elected chair, he doesn't even have to show up for the rest of his state Senate term. He will, because he wants to represent his people, but he only works 4 hours a day, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Being in the minority, can't get any amendments passed. won't be given any committee assignments anyway. Every single time he stood up, and you can find these speeches, they're on his Facebook page, they're on his website, he's attacked the Democrats. He has stood up for strong conservative values. That's why MERS News Service ranked him as one of the most conservative Republican state senators in Lansing, attacking this crazy agenda of the Democrats for the last few years, not only in the House, but in the state Senate. He's term limited out. He doesn't even have to show up in Lansing. Nobody is going to complain if the loudmouth Jim Runstad stops giving those attack floor speeches on the floor of the state Senate chamber. And his salary is going to be donated to the party. That is a game changer for me. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. The main reason that I'm on this mission is because you have to understand that the people of the state of Michigan, the Michigan Republican Party, all of the county parties that I am involved in, willing to help them raise money. If you need a moderator for your Lincoln Day, Reagan Day dinner, I'd be more than willing to come and moderate for you guys. If your chair isn't comfortable doing it, I'll do it. We need to grow the party. We need more regular folks. People like me back in 2010 in February when I had no idea what the county party was. I didn't know that there was 83 county Republican parties in the state. I didn't know anything about the state party. I didn't know anything about dues. I didn't know anything about precinct delegates. I didn't know any of that. Do you know how many people there are out there in the world like I was back in February of 2010? We talk about this stuff like everyday occurrence. People listening? I got one guy in Lansing. He texted me. He heard me break down on the radio last Friday when I shared with the radio family Vicky's health issues. He says, I don't know you personally. I listened to your show. But I got to tell you, man, you touched me. I teared up. I didn't know anything about you. I didn't know anything about your wife. But what you said on the radio touched my heart. Thank you. Don't know this guy from Adam. Steve, I believe, is his name, from Melanson. He texted me a couple times before. I asked him for his name. He told me, I don't think I know him, but this is what he said to me. Do you know how many people there are out there that have no idea that we have county parties? Do you know how many people out there don't understand or even know what a precinct delegate is? They don't even know anything about county conventions. They don't know about state conventions. They don't know about state party chairmanships. They don't know any of this stuff. Folks, this is the year that you share your knowledge, your experience with these type of people. We need them. We need them to be part of our team. We need them to be educated, informed, engaged. We need them to be on the field with a uniform on, not sitting up in the stands as a spectator watching this sport of politics. You have to understand that we, the people, have to grow this team. You have to understand that this is a process, and this process involves education. You have to understand that this is a process that we must expand the team and get the information out there. If we don't do it, folks, our state is in jeopardy. Let me tell you why. For the first time since the 1880s, we have a governor's race and a midterm election, like we always do every 2 years after the presidential. You have a midterm election. This is the first midterm election since the 1880s that we have both governor and a U.S. senator up for an open election. Open, what does that mean? No incumbent. We don't have an incumbent governor running for re-election. We don't have an incumbent U.S. senator. These are open seats. Been over 100 and some years since this has happened in our state. As a result, this election that we're getting ready to prepare for battle for of 2026 is going to be huge. I talked to one political consultant the other day. He said, Randy, I believe this will go between $100 and $150 million will be spent in Michigan regarding political campaigns. Can you imagine that much money being spent advertising all of this money coming into our economy here in the state of Michigan. One thing you have to understand, why? Because it affects the direction of this state. State of Michigan will either continue down the path of Donald Trump's Make America Great Again, Make Michigan Great Again, Make America Healthy Again. We will follow that lead from President Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance. Or we will end up with Jocelyn Benson as our governor. We will end up with Pete Buttigieg being our U.S. Senator in Washington, D.C. That's what we're facing. And if Jocelyn Benson is the next governor for the next 8 years of this state, we will make California look conservative. That's how important this year is, growing the parties, attending events, going to state convention. I got a question for you guys. How many of you did not attend your county convention? Don't have to text me. Just you know whether you went or not. Well, if you didn't go, you didn't even get the opportunity to be asked to be elevated to be a precinct delegate because maybe you didn't run, maybe you weren't on the ballot, maybe you didn't get elected. But if you didn't go to the convention, you couldn't even ask after the convention to be elevated to precinct delegate. That's number one. Number two, obviously, how many of you are not going or planning on going to the state convention in Detroit at least on Saturday, February 22nd? If you're not going, why? Well, I'm not a precinct delegate. I'm not an alternate. I'm not part of the process. It doesn't matter. You can still go and watch the event, the history-making event of the state convention. You can go as a guest. Did you know that? All you have to do is reach out to the county chair. All you got to do is reach out to a local precinct delegate. They can tell you how to file online to be a guest at the state convention. Now, if you don't want to actually register with the party, if you don't actually want to register as a guest with the party, tell them that I've asked you to attend as a guest to witness the state convention as a field reporter for my show. Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. That's what you tell them when you go to check in. Because everybody going into the convention center will have to check in. I am duly appointing you to be a field reporter for me at this event. All you got to do is give them your photo ID, your driver's license. Tell them you're a field reporter for Trucker Randy on Your Defending Father show that's aired on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. I will be there. If you want to see my radio station's uniform that I wear all the time, my Your Defending Father's black hat, the radio station's black t-shirt, my black cargo pants with all the pockets, rear window stickers, business cards, pens, beard comb, everything I have in my pants, I will be there in the uniform. If you want to see me, I will text you uniform. Text me uniform. I will text you my picture as to how I will look at state convention. So if you don't know me, you can come up and introduce yourself to me. Text me uniform. I'll send you the picture. I need you to be at the state convention on Saturday, 9 o'clock, I believe, in the morning, in Cobo Hall, Huntington Place, to attend as a guest, a field reporter for me. If you haven't gotten credentialed to be a guest or an alternate or a voting delegate, I want you, I need you at this state convention. As a matter of fact, come up and introduce yourself to me. I'd like to shake your hand, get our picture taken together. We need people there to see this process. I want you to be involved. I want you to be educated. After the convention, I'll introduce you to your county chair. Tell me which county you're from, and I'll make sure you know who the county chair is. Your district chairs, 13 congressional districts, I'll introduce you to the district chair on the floor. You won't be allowed on the floor until after the convention is adjourned. But if that's something you want to do, let me know, and I'll be glad to do that for you. Joseph from Harbor Springs just texted me uniform. Here you go. Jeff, Oscoda County. Laugh out loud. Like me, you couldn't hide in a crowd if you tried. He also says, I'll take a part-time chair like Jim Runstad over a chair that's proven to keep the division going within the party. Will not even consider investigating, looking into the existence, evidence for any of the theft going on in the state party. Well, you have to understand something, folks. The process. This is a process, and we need to be a part of it. You have to understand, this is a process. Okay, Jim Runstad just answered me back in confirmation. Yes. In essence, actually, I will reduce my chair's salary, the amount I receive from the Senate salary, so I am not taking two salaries. I've been very clear on that. Other people lied about it all the time, and they said they would take both. So that's how he's going to do it. I thought he was going to donate it. He's actually going to reduce his chairman's salary, the amount he gets paid from the state Senate. It's a bookkeeping thing. But that's your answer. So all you have to do is go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, roughly about noon after the show. It'll be the second podcast down. Hour three, segment one, is this half hour. Everything I said about Jim Runstad, not double dipping, and his answer via text message to me right here at the 28-minute mark. It'll be in the podcast within the last minute and a half of it, and you can share it with everybody. All you have to do is right mouse click on the link. You can copy the link, paste it in emails, text messages, do whatever you want. If you need instructions on how to do it, call me this afternoon. I'll be glad to explain to you how to do it on the website again, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcast. It'll be the second one down. Reverse chronological order. Next half hour will be at top. Second, this half hour will be the second one down. Hour three, segment one. Speaking of, last half hour of today's show, bottom of the hour news break, we'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose